There's no I in team, but there is one in Indeed, and that's the hiring platform that you need to build yours. When you're hiring, you need Indeed. Instead of spending hours on multiple job sites searching for candidates with the right skills, Indeed's a powerful hiring platform that can help you do it all. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it makes hiring all in one place so easy because Indeed does the hard work for you. They show you the candidates whose resumes on Indeed fit your description immediately after you post so you can hire faster. Join more than 3 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Start hiring now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Offer good for a limited time. Claim your $75 credit now at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. And support the show by saying that you heard it on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Welcome back to another edition of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Wednesday, May 31st edition. Hope everybody had a good Tuesday. It was an interesting Tuesday where a lot of games did not quite go as they would appear on paper, but, interesting nonetheless. Robbie Ray was filthy. Toronto went off and a few other things went well, but all in all, not the best of days, but not the worst. We move on to Wednesday, the last day in May, hump day. You have 4-game early, 9-game late. There's 2 games not even on the slate today, which is a massive bummer. Oakland, Cleveland, no Manaea, no Clevinger for you. And Cubs, Padres, no Arrieta, no Perdomo. For some reason, DraftKings can't figure out that schedule. I don't know how you can't do it, but they can't. So those 2 games aren't on the schedule. Let's take a quick look at your weather. As I woke up in California to some rain, surprisingly. Won't be much, but surprising. Arizona at Pittsburgh, very, very slight chances of rain. Wind blowing out to left field at 14 miles an hour or more. Cincinnati, Toronto, slight chances of rain. If they do open the roof for some reason, it's very, very humid, and the wind is blowing out hard to right, but with that potential rain, they probably won't. Houston at Minnesota, wind blowing out hard to right. That's a sneaky game to pay attention to with a wind like that, folks. Pay attention to that because we have some pitchers we can target in that one. As we go on to your evening action, Brewers, Mets, slight chances of rain, but the rain gets worse as the night goes on. Wind blowing out the left in that one. Pretty decent clip. And then, that's about it. Pretty easy day. Normal wind blowing out the center. Nationals, Giants. If you watched the game last night, I keep telling people, I see it on Twitter, they ask Kevin Roth all the time, oh, what's the wind like in San Francisco? Blowing out the center. Yeah, they crushed the ball last night a few times, and the ball still didn't leave the park. It's just the way it is. Let's look at your totals. Arizona at Pittsburgh is a 9. Reds, Blue Jays, 10. Astros, Twins, 9.5. Phillies, Marlins, 8.5. We go to the night slate. Yankees, Orioles, 9. Brewers, Mets, 7.5. Rays, Rangers, 9.5. Red Sox, White Sox, 9.5. Tigers, Royals, 9. Then we go Dodgers, Cardinals is 8. Braves, Angels is 8. Rockies, Mariners, 8. As they move to Seattle, leaving Colorado in that one. The Nationals at the Giants at 7.5. So a lot of offense on the early slates, a little bit, but more pitching based on the totals out the gate. Let's get started on your 4-game early slate. Not much to talk about here. You got Dan Straley at $9,000. I would probably never use Dan Straley at $9,000, but the upside's there. He's a high K guy at over 21%. The Phillies are striking almost 22% of the time now. Team Woba of 310. They have a team total of 407. Lefties are hitting 279, righties 320. A lot of lefties in that lineup. You've got Herrera, Blanco, Galvis, Hernandez, Saunders. Heavy lefty lineup. Big K upside for Straley. We also know Straley can get crushed, but the Phillies team is slumping mightily. And on a 4-game slate, it's not the worst play you can make. Like I said, I would probably never pay 9K for Dan Straley. But on a 4-game slate, nice K upside against a severely struggling offense. He's given up 3 earned runs or less in 4 straight starts. About 16 or more DraftKings points in those 4 straight starts on a 4-game slate. you're going to take that. You're going to take that and run with it. So Dan Straley at 9K is definitely an option. We move on to the same. We go to Zach Godley from Arizona versus Pittsburgh. Godley has been outstanding. The one game I really recommended him for his K upside, he disappointed against San Diego, but then he bounced back against Milwaukee with six Ks. Six or more Ks in three of the four starts, and in those three or four starts where he had six or more Ks, we're talking 22 or more DraftKings points. Double-digit DraftKings points in four of five starts this season. Been very, very good. Lots and lots and lots of soft contact with Woodley. Going up against a Pittsburgh team that's pretty darn dreadful, if you think about it. Striking out about 18% of the time, average WOBA of 304. If you look on the slate, they're going to have they have a pretty high team total of 457, which is a bit surprising, but I think that's because of that total in the game. Lefty's hitting 344, righty's 316. They have an average to below average ISO of 135 versus right-handed pitchers. The lefties you worry about are Polanco, Frazier, Jaso. Well, Frazier's, yes, to worry about. Polanco's day-to-day. He left with an injury again, and Jaso's Jaso. So outside of that, then you got McCutcheon, Osuna, stuff like that. Not saying he can't get blown up, but on a four-game slate, he's a really solid play. He's my anchor on the day. After him, you have Aaron Nola at $8,000. Since he's come back from injury, he's looked really, really good. I know he gave up five runs against Cincinnati, but his stuff was still popping. Had five strikeouts, 10 ground balls to seven fly balls. Before that, great against Pittsburgh. So his last two starts off the DL, not bad at all. Cincinnati, just they crushed the ball. We take that for granted. Going against Miami, hit the ball really hard last night. The Philly bullpen got used a ton as Velasquez left early with an injury. So you got to keep that in mind. Nola's going to have to eat up some innings if he can. Striking out over 24% of the batters he faces. Miami striking out over 20% of the time. Average WOBA versus righties. And an average ISO. Lefty's hitting 312. Righties 304 off Nola. The K upside is on Straley's side in this matchup. But I think the overall better pitcher is Nola. Pick your poison type thing. The better lineup's probably Miami. So Straley's probably the better play in this game. I just like Nola a lot better as an overall pitcher. And I'll have a little Godley-Nola, Godley-Straley combos. And if you want one more pitcher, he's an ultimate punt. And I'm telling you, tread lightly, but there's upside. David Paulino making the spot start for the Astros. He got called up out of the pen. Now he's making the spot start for Musgrove. He's been very shaky in the minors the last 2 years. He was injured for part of the start of this season, but he's one of their top prospects. Big, big boy, 6'7". He throws pretty hard, good K rate in his minor league career, but he has given up some loud contact at times, especially in a small sample with the Astros last year out of the bullpen. So tread lightly with Paulino, but 4K, the upside's there. Like I recommended Pill yesterday, he was phenomenal. Got you over 12 points. He was in line for a win until, you know, Asdrubal Cabrera can't catch a routine fly ball. Nothing you can do about that. But I'm not saying Paulino's going to do that, but on a four-game slate, it's not the worst thing you can do. I would definitely make a Minnesota stack elsewhere if you want to. But I think it's an interesting play, to say the least. But my main guys, you got Straley, Godley, Nola. That's who I'm building around on this early slate. Let's look at the bats real quick. McCann, $3,700 against Santiago. Evan Gattis versus a lefty at 36 is a phenomenal play. Russell Martin likely getting the day off after back-to-back games, day game after a night game, but he's homered in back-to-back games. He's 36 versus Adelman. Toronto, Cincinnati, I told you that total is huge in that one. It is at 10, and everyone's going to be on Toronto, rightfully so. They've been beasting it the last couple days. I love Cincinnati in that game, so don't sleep on Cincinnati. Chris Herrmann for Arizona, catcher outfield eligible. He caught last night. If he gets back-to-back catching days, Cool's pitching for Pittsburgh. Lefties crush Cool, $3,600. Real Muto, $3,600 versus Nola. Nola hits righties well. Cervelli, $35 versus Godley. Castro's $31 versus Paulino. That's a good lower-price catcher there. He had the day off yesterday, I believe, or is it the day before? Can't remember. That was the day before. Never mind. But should catch today, $3,100. Andrew Knapp, I always mention him. If he's in the lineup versus a righty, catching for Philadelphia, he's $3,100. There's upside to be had with that one. Where was I looking at? Tucker Barnhart, that's the one. For Cincinnati, if Tucker Barnhart gets the start given Mesoraco the day off. He's left-handed bat facing Bolsinger. Bolsinger seems to be getting it done with smoke and mirrors this year. He's $2,500. Definitely a nice little value play at catcher on the day slate, because if you're not using Paulino, you're paying for two pitchers over 8K. You're going to need a little relief somewhere else to get you some bigger bats elsewhere. So Barnhart's a nice punt play to get a piece of that Cincinnati action. First base, you got Paul Goldschmidt at $5,700 versus Cool. Cool's actually really good versus righties. Like I mentioned yesterday, Arizona in that ballpark, it's sketchy. They disappointed last night as expected. Like, they scored three runs, but it was nothing really fantasy-wise. I'll never say don't use Goldschmidt and company, but I'm not huge on them again. Justin Smoke, $4,700, definitely in play versus Adelman. Really good play. You got Kendrys Morales, 45. He went yard again yesterday. It's like I always say, they're both phenomenal spots. I'll go Morales because he's 200 cheaper. Both have great upside in this game. Phenomenal upside. At the same time, I love Joey Votto at $4,500. Like I said, Toronto's going to get the heavy stack. Reds will be overlooked. Reds were like below 5% last night. Now, that was on a full slate, so today they'll be higher just by four-game availability. That's obvious. But they will be overlooked compared to Toronto, compared to likely Minnesota. So keep an eye on that. You got Justin Bour, $4,300 versus Aaron Nola. When I mentioned Aaron Nola earlier, it was lefties 312, righties 304, so not a ton of contact variance either way. Yuli Gurriel, $3,400 versus Hector Santiago. Santiago, the lefty throwing for Minnesota, Houston. Houston's team total is 481. Lefty's hitting 393 off Santiago. Righty's 312. Gurriel's always a sneaky play against left-handed pitching. You got Josh Bell at 3,400. That's another lefty I totally zoned out on. Slumping a bit, but he's always got a power potential versus Godley at 3,400. And that'll do it at your first base position. Let's head over to second base, where we have Jose Altuve versus a lefty at 5,500 is phenomenal. Brian Dozier, 5K, laid a complete egg. The whole Twins did against Mike Fiers. Unbelievable egg against one of the worst pitchers in baseball. But Dozier, 5K versus Plano's back in play. Adam Frazier, 4,500, second base outfield eligible versus Godley is definitely in play if you're not using Godley. D. Gordon, 44. Devin Travis, 4,100, is playing really good ball against Adelman. Cesar Hernandez, 3,800 versus Straley is a good, cheaper second baseman down the list versus Straley. He got pulled early last night, though. I think it was just a gameplay type thing. I don't think there's anything hurt with Hernandez, so keep an eye on that. Going over to third base, Jake Lamb, 5,100 versus Cool is a great play today. I hate him in that ballpark like I do with Goldschmidt. Lefties are crushing Cool. He's not a bad play at all. Miguel Sano, $4,800, got late scratch with an illness last night, so make sure he's in the lineup. Josh Donaldson is on fire since his return. I've used him every day this week. It's been amazing. He went yard again last night, like fifth deck in Toronto. Check out Around Bases Pod handle on Twitter. There's a video of it. Unbelievable moonshot. $4,800 today. Marwin Gonzalez, third base outfield eligible. He's a switch hitter. He gets lefties well. He's $4,200. Do not sleep on Marwin. Alex Bregman's been swinging pretty good of late. He's kind of streaking right now. He's always under-owned if you're trying to make a Houston stack, but be a little different. Bregman's $4,100. He's homered in back-to-back games here in Minnesota, so keep Bregman in mind. He might be really starting to find that swing. Eugenio Suarez, I absolutely love this guy. Talked about him on a podcast last night. He's $3,800 versus Bolsinger, always overlooked as well. When you go down the list, you could have a chance at maybe some Daniel Descalso. We're talking, this is deep GPP stuff now. Third base outfield eligible. He's a left-handed bat versus Cool. So you can use him at third base or outfield for only $2,900 for a little salary relief. Again, a lefty versus Cool. You know, not a ton of power upside. I always like playing him more as a punt in Arizona than on the road, but trying to save some money. He's not the worst punt you can come up with in a lineup. Going to shortstop, Carlos Correa, $5,400. Chris Owings, $4,600. I love Correa, by the way, at $5,400 versus Santiago. Houston's, you know, outside of Toronto, everyone's going to flock to Toronto, and then I think next up will be Houston. Those are both great stacks today. But I don't mind Cincinnati at all, and I don't mind Minnesota. My offense is going to come from those two games, and my pitching will come from the other two. It might be chalky. It should be the common theme if anybody's really, you know, thinking about it. But, like, if you want to be really, really off the wall and praying for the ultimate what happens, you know, you play some Marlins or Phillies, which I don't blame you either. But Correa, 5,400. Cozart, 42. Double donged yesterday. The guy has just been on fire. Great play again versus Bolsinger. Tulo, 41. Swinging a decent bat. You got Jorge Polanco of Minnesota. I keep mentioning him. Left-handed stick, $3,500. You can go Ryan Goings at 29. Another guy I keep mentioning to you, JT Riddle, for shortstop for Miami. He's $2,800. Got another 5 points last night. He's got 5-5-27-5. That's his last four games. I know it's not lighting the world on fire. It's only 5 points, but he's been like $2,500. I'll take the 5 points. I'll move on. It's not a zero. So he's a decent punt play at $2,800. Got Freddie Galvis at 26. Slumping big time, but not a bad punt play. Heading to the outfield, Adam Duvall, 5,300. Phenomenal play today. Jose Bautista, 5,200. Another phenomenal play. George Springer, 4,900. Great play. Billy Hamilton, 4,900. Really, really good play. He'll be overlooked in that Toronto-Cincinnati game because he doesn't have the big power like everybody else in that game. But he gets on, he can steal a ton of bases. He's stolen over 20 of his bases versus right-handed pitching. So Billy Hamilton's a really good play today to get on base, steal bases, and score on others' home runs. Stanton, $4,800, raking in the two-hole. Hit a homer again last night. He's a really solid play versus Nola. Mentioned Adam Frazier already. Go down to Carlos Beltran, swinging a decent stick at 42. Got Marlon Gonzalez. Robbie Grossman's up to 4,100. Really good play today. Marcelo Zuna went yard again yesterday. Hits right-handed and left-handed. Really good this year. 41. So, like, when it comes to Miami, a Stanton, Ozuna, 1-2. Don't mind that at all. Love Scott Schebler at the $4,000 price. All those guys ahead of him are expensive. Everyone's going to, you know, put their eyes right on him, them. Schebler at 4K is great. Big home run upside versus Bolsinger today. Love Schebler at 4K. You got David Peralta, $4,000 versus Cool. Nice left-handed bat versus Cool. Don't mind that at all. Kepler, 38. Pilar, 38. Both in play. Aaron Altherr for Philadelphia, definitely in play at $3,800. That Phillies team is slumping mightily. Altherr is about one of the only consistent things they have going right now. Michael Saunders, 3,300. Home run upside versus the righty Straley as a lower priced option. Jake Mariznick, swinging a pretty good stick. Switch hitter, $3,200 for Santiago. Usually bats at the bottom of the lineup. So he makes for an interesting stack. I've mentioned it before. If you want to be a little different, say Mariznick's batting 8th or 9th, you put him there, and then you go Altuve, Springer, Correa. So it's like the bottom that swings over to the top. So it's a little different twist to a stack in that action. He's only $3,200. Ezequiel Carrera, 3K as a potential lower-priced option. I mentioned Jose Ozuna at 3K for Pittsburgh. Descalso, 2,900 is in play as a punt play. Odubel Herrera is only $2,500. I know he's slumping, but if you're looking for a massive punt, that's one where you just cross your fingers. Hope he finally finds that swing. He's done, you know what he can do. He just hasn't been doing it at all. He's been dreadful. But he's $2,500. That's a lot of upside there for Herrera. But a lot of zeros lately, too. So just keep that in mind. But yeah, there you got it. Four-game slate. Godley, Straley, Godley, Nola. Maybe punt with Paulina. That's your four pitchers. You're stacking Toronto. You're stacking Astros. Those will be everyone's favorites. Do not sleep on Cincinnati. Love the Cincinnati stack. And then Minnesota, sprinkle some Minnesota love in. Paulino's a really good young prospect, but he's not as polished as like your Berrios is or your LeMets I've been talking to you about. He's really good. He's going to throw some gems in there, but he's going to throw a lot more duds in there too. Gives up a lot of hard contact, but there is K upside. That's why I like him at 4K. But that hard contact also gives a nice look stack. And I told you that wind's blowing out nicely in Minnesota today. Let's get to your 9-game main slate. And we'll kick it off with your pitching. And we have four pitchers over 10K. And they are all very, very much in play. And we kick it off with Mad Max. Max Scherzer is $13,300. Mad Max is as filthy as they come. We saw Chris Sale get beat up last night, but you were kind of warned on that one. Kind of. I told you, don't be surprised. Like, tread lightly on that one. Scherzer striking out over 33% of the batters he faces right now, getting barreled up 3.75% of the time. The thing I preface every time I talk about Mad Max, he's always got the chance to get up a home run or two. Well, he's facing the Giants, who have a 282 WOBA, strikeout almost 20% of the time. had the second lowest run total on the slate at 340 and an ISO of 136 versus righties. Lefty's hitting 323, righties 205 versus the Giants. And he's in that ballpark. Mad Max is one of the better plays you'll see in a long time. He's great tonight. You pay for that salary. I'm just not going to sugarcoat it. You pay for it. Automatic cash game play. Jacob DeGrom, $12,000 at home against Milwaukee. Another really, really intriguing play. DeGrom has been great. 7 or more Ks in 4 straight starts. 25 or more points in 3 of those 4 starts. 3 earned runs or less in 3 of those 4 starts. He's been really, really, really good. Looking like a phenomenal ace pitcher on the season. Third lowest barrel FIP. He's big at barrel 3% of the time, striking out over 32% of the batters he's faced on the season. In his last 30 days, he's getting barreled up 2.88% of the time. He's been outstanding. One of the better pitchers in all of baseball. Going up against Milwaukee, as we know, has a ton of upside. Ton of upside. But they got shut down by Pill last night. Even the one run he gave up was on the weakest little bloopers. I was watching that. It was embarrassing. They strike out 24% of the time versus righties. Their WOBA is 329, which has actually dropped a little bit of late. They have the lowest team total on the board at 329, but they do crush. Don't get me wrong. ISO of 192. But lefties hitting 272, righties 321 off DeGrom. They do have a good handful of lefties in that lineup, so keep that in mind. I love DeGrom. People are going to flock to Scherzer. DeGrom is very much in play tonight as well. I like all these high-priced arms. I usually don't. One thing I'll preface, early in the year I've been saying don't pay for pitching. I still agree with not paying for pitching if you can. I'm all about never paying if you can. But when the options are good, especially last week, it worked out well for me. I double up on some big arms, maybe not both over 10K, but big arms, and I take like your more 3,500 to 4K bats, and I was doing very, very well. So because if you can lock down 25-plus guaranteed points from your pitchers, goes a long ways. Like Robbie Ray last night got you over 40 freaking points. You like it was driver's seat. My second pitcher laid a dud and I still cashed. So there is a good if the guy goes off, but if he lays a dud, your team's basically ruined. So that's it's the risk reward. But those two guys, great options tonight. Gets a little dicier with the next one. Chris Archer, 11-3 at Texas. We talk about Archer's reverse home road splits. Well, his last road start was in Minnesota, 7 2/3, 5 hits, 2 earned, 11 Ks. 11 Ks or more in 3 of his last 4 starts. In those 3 starts, 27.5 or more DraftKings points. The one dud in those 4 starts was at Cleveland. You know, went 5 innings, gave up 6 earned, 6 Ks, 6 walks. The walks, always an issue. When he's walking guys, it's dreadful. Dreadful, dreadful. He's going into Texas where that ball has been flying. Both games, both teams are just launching the ball. Like a Texas stack, will be low-owned and intriguing. I like Archer as a GPP play. I like him in a small dose. You know, he's striking out 28% of the batters he's facing. You got Texas striking out 22.4% of the time. But they're like the Brewers, Texas hits the baseball and hits it well. They have a team total of 457 off of Chris Archer. That's impressive. Lefty's hitting 311, righties 288 off Archer, 182 ISO versus righties. Rangers are hitting the ball and hitting it really, really well right now. Not just the last couple days, the last couple weeks, but just the last couple days. You've seen how the ball's flying out of Texas. Archer could walk in there and shut him down. He's got that capability. 11-3, GPP only, slight sprinkle only. This has the feelings of like a Chris Sale where he has all the ability in the world to light them on fire, but you could see the blow-up coming a mile away. So be very careful. Like, I'd rather pay up for DeGrom or Scherzer, or I pay down for this next guy. At $10,900, you got Carlos Martinez. Carlos Martinez, since getting rid of the silver dreads, has been amazing. Absolutely amazing. We got 4, 5, 6 straight starts of 3 earned runs or less. He's got basically 19 or more DraftKings points in those starts. He's got 21 or more DraftKings points in 5 straight starts. He has been outstanding. 7 or more strikeouts in 3 of his last 4. He's limiting the walks more than normal, getting more ground balls to fly balls, pitching very, very well. Now he's going up against the Dodgers, who hit right-handed pitching very, very well, so take that with a grain of salt. But he's striking out almost 23% of the guys he faces. Dodgers 22.5% strikeout rate versus righties. We have a Dodgers team with a team total of 382, lefties hitting 319, righties only 246. So interesting to look at there. If C-Mart is on his game, he's going to shut these guys down and shut them down nicely. I like C-Mart as a nice GPP play. I'd go Scherzer, DeGrom, C-Mart, then Archer in your top four. All very, very good plays, all tremendous upside. But there is a little gamble in Archer, or a ton of gamble in Archer. A little gamble in C-Mart just because what the Dodgers can do versus right-handed pitching. And then Scherzer's one of the better plays I've ever seen against the Giants. If the Giants rock Scherzer, it'll be amazing. And it happens. Baseball does the craziest things. Like I tweeted out about Saturday. You know, you had Anderson almost throwing a no-hitter. You had Buck Farmer with 11 strikeouts. Brian Anderson, a three-hit shutout out of the minors. Anything can happen. It's just the Giants are so bad right now. It's ugly. Ugly. But keep that in mind. As you go down the list now, the price tags after the 10-9 drop all the way down to the 8,000s. We're going to look at James Paxton making his return from the DL, which is a little scary at times. But he looked pretty decent in his rehab starts. He's $8,200 at home against the Colorado Rockies. Paxton was on fire before he got hurt. We're going to cross our fingers and hope he's back. He's got a strikeout rate of over 24%. Rockies striking out over 24% versus lefties. They do have a 339 WOBA versus lefties, which is outstanding. They have a team total of 359, which is fourth lowest on the board, third lowest on your night slate. Lefties hitting 280, righties 288 off Paxton. I did say that 339 WOBA and a 197 ISO for the Rockies versus lefties, both outstanding numbers, really good numbers. Probably slightly inflated, folks, because of Coors. Keep that in mind. But Paxton is amazing when he's on. It's a little sketchy because he's coming off the DL. Guys off the DL, I usually try to avoid. But Paxton is so good in that ballpark versus the Rockies. I will give it a roll of the dice in $8,200. Another guy we've been rolling with his last two starts, and he has not disappointed us with 20-point-plus production in both starts. We got on the train at the right time, and we're going to try it again tonight just based on options, basically, and matchup. And we're talking Jaime Garcia against the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim, the troutless Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. Sure, Pujols hit number 599 last night. You know, Maven is out with an injury. He might play tonight. He's a question mark. I love Anderson Simmons. I've been playing him a lot. Played him last night. He got you double-digit points again. You got Yoel Escobar. But as a whole, we know that lineup is not good. If it goes off, you tip your cap. But Jaime Garcia has been pitching really well. He'll give up a run or two, three maybe, but he's got decent K rate and he limits damage. And he's $7,600. You can match him up with a high-priced arm. You can match him up with a lower price and load up on bats. Striking out almost 20% of the batters he faces. Angels striking out about 19% of the time versus lefties. An average 307 WOBA. You got a team total of 415. Lefties hitting 286 off Garcia. Righties 335. I mentioned that 307 WOBA. They only have a 122 ISO, which is below average versus lefties. So to score, they're likely not going to take you deep. They're going to have to just dink and dunk you to death. And Jaime usually does a good job avoiding that. You know, an 8% walk rate, that's not ideal, but keep that down. Good upside with Jaime Garcia at 76. Another guy I like a ton today, the price tag's down. He's really struggled as a starter this year. They moved him to the DL and to the bullpen. Now he's back in the rotation as they do their carousel of starters on the DL in LA. Hyunjin Ryu's back on the mound. And this is an intriguing matchup because I really, really liked what I saw recently. On the 18th, 5 1/3. Two earned against Miami with three Ks. The Ks haven't really been there a ton this year. That part sucks, no doubt about it. But then out of the bullpen against St. Louis last week, got a four-inning save. Four innings, two hits, no earned, one walk, two Ks, nine ground balls to zero fly balls. That's really good. He only threw 51 pitches in four innings. I like that a lot, too. I know likelihood of that happening again isn't good, but like that's on pace for eight innings pitched. Maybe he gives us at least six, seven innings. That means we're getting hopefully 15-plus points with Hyunjin unless something goes crazy and he starts walking the world again. But he's only $6,700. He's going up against the Cardinals, who strike out 22.4% of the time versus lefties with a 296 WOBA against lefties, below average WOBA, and a bad 120 ISO versus lefties. Ryu has had trouble this year. There's no hiding that. Lefty's 429, righty's 363. Small sample, though, because he was injured to start the year. Got blown up starting early, back to the DL. Then he's been okay since. So take those numbers, small sample size. But the Cardinals do struggle against lefties a bunch. Ryu looked really good his last time out and pretty decent the time before that. I'm going to roll the dice on him in GPPs at $6,700. It might come back and bite me in the ass, but I will roll my dice with that. And the other dice roll I'm going with is Junior Guerra of the Milwaukee Brewers at $5,900 at the Mets. Another good GPP play. He's made two starts this year, only three innings, two earned in his first start. Then he went to the DL. His first start back from the DL, he looked great at home against Arizona, 5 2/3, three hits, one earned, which was a solo homer, three walks, five Ks, 17.2 DraftKings points. That was in a hitter's ballpark against a very good hitting ball club. Now he's going up against the Mets in Citi Field. He's always had a pretty good, decent strikeout arm, 21% rate. Mets strike out about 19% of the time. Average wOBA, or a pretty good wOBA of 322. On the slate, they have a team total of 421. Lefties have been hitting 264. Righties 284 versus Guerra. Consider the sample size there. So the Mets, they do have upside. Lefties, tons of lefties in that lineup, so keep that in mind. But I like him as a punt play of $5,900. You know, there's always blow up facing the Mets, but that's tremendous upside for that price tag at $5,900. And out of, you know, most nights, if you're going to have to use a punt to pair up with a high priced pitcher like we have on the four guys on tonight's slate, Guerra is one of the better options you've seen in a while at $5,900. So keep him in mind. I did not mention Tanaka. You can sprinkle him if you'd like. He's just been giving up so many home runs. I'm talking like around 4 per 9. He's facing the Orioles. He crushed right-handed pitching. But Tanaka pitched phenomenal his last time out. He's $8,100. Very cheap price tag. If you look deep into his numbers, his swinging strike rate is amazing. There's a lot to like about Tanaka. He just hasn't put it together enough for me to trust him, especially against a team like Baltimore. But go for it if you wish. But my arms I'm targeting, Scherzer, Captain Obvious, top play of the day, 13-3. DeGrom, 12,000 versus Milwaukee. Archer, 11-3 at Texas. C-Mark, 10-9 versus the Dodgers. Paxton, 82 versus Colorado. Jaime Garcia, 76 versus L.A. Hyunjin Ryu, 67 at St. Louis. And Junior Guerra, 59 at the Mets. Let's check out your bats for the night game slate. We'll kick it off at your catcher's position. You got Gary Sanchez, 4,500 versus Kevin Gausman. Mention it all the time. Righties just destroy Kevin Gausman. The Yankees went off on Tuesday night. Gardner double-donged. Holiday double-donged. Another huge day for Judge. Everybody was hitting the baseball. Gary Sanchez, 4,500. Definitely in play. Yankee stack, definitely in play. Wellington Castillo, 3,500 versus Tanaka. Sneaky play there. Grandal, 35 versus C-Mart. Alex Avila, 3,200 versus Kennedy. Kennedy, big strikeout arm. Big, hard fly ball contact guy. First base catcher eligible. Avila, 32. Yeah, Christian Vasquez for Boston, 3,200 versus Pelfrey is an interesting play there. Tyler Flowers, 3,200 versus Chavez. Flowers went deep last night. Really sneaky, under the radar, never talked about catcher. Having a pretty good season when he gets his chance in the lineup. Matt Wieters, 3K versus Matt Cain is way too cheap for Matt Wieters. That is crazy. And another stupid cheap. This should be like, we got Sandy Leone at 2,900 versus Pelfrey, which is silly cheap. Yet Yadier Molina is 2,900 versus Ryu. If you're not using Ryu, that's silly cheap. But if you really want to talk silly cheap, Salvi Perez versus the lefty Matt Boyd at $2,900. If that's not the chalkiest catcher you've ever seen, that's crazy. $2,900 for him versus Boyd, that's a great play. Phenomenal play. Hard not to play. Yeah, you just go there and you turn to the next set. That's outstanding. If you want to go elsewhere, I still don't blame you. One that pissed me off when I was looking at these last night, my guy I've been playing at $2,100, Martin Maldonado. He's been raking, and DraftKings finally noticed it. They moved him up to $2,800. I still like him against Jaime Garcia if you're not pitching Jaime. Maldonado at 28 is still a great play, but that really, really pissed me off. I loved having that punt at $2,100. But he's up to $2,800 now. It's still in play, but up to $2,800. See if any of the, if Darnold's not starting, if you can get Rene Rivera for the Mets at $2,400 versus Guerra. If you're not pitching Guerra, that's a decent punt play as well. See what lineups come out, because there's a couple interesting punts at the bottom, but I don't want you to lock them in because highly unlikely they don't play. First base, you got Jose Abreu, 47, versus Drew Palm. Palm coming off a great start for Boston. We know he's got that potential, but he's shown so many days where he walks the world and gives up bombs. So pick your poison with him. White Sox hit lefties very well, a.k.a. they hit Price okay, and they just crushed Chris Sale. So Jose Abreu, 4,700. Lomo, 4,700, versus the spot starter for Texas coming out of their bullpen. Mr. A... Let me get his first name. Austin Bimmins Dirks. It's been pretty decent out of their bullpen. Nothing crazy, but he's been decent. The Rays are all priced up today. That's part of the high total on the game as well. Lomo at 47, definitely in play. Mark Reynolds versus the lefty Paxton at 45 is a decent look. Zimmerman, 45 versus Kane's phenomenal. Miggy Cabrera versus Kennedy at 44 is really good. You got Hanram at 43. Jay Bruce, first base outfield eligible at 43 is solid. Matt Holliday off the double dong. He's 42 versus Gossman. Definitely in play. Definitely in play. Lucas Duda went yard last night. He's 42 in play. Desmond versus the lefty, first base outfield eligible, 4K in play. Really good options here. You got Cody Bellinger, first base outfield eligible. We mentioned lefties hit Martinez a little decent. He's $3,900. Mitchie Two Bags went deep last night. He's $3,800 versus Pelfrey. Very much in play. I like me some Albert Pujols. Going for number 600. He hit $599 last night. If you're not using Jaime, Pujols was $3,800 in play. Matt Davidson, first base, third base eligible for the White Sox. $3,700 versus Pomeranz. Don't sleep on that one. Crush Davis, we mentioned how much Tanaka's given up bombs. The swinging strike rate's still very high, so Davis is probably good for two strikeouts at least, but definitely a home run potential with Chris Davis. He's $3,500. So yeah, Crush Davis could be in for a nice one tonight if the bad Tanaka shows up again. That's why the Orioles could be a nice stack, because Tanaka, he could look great. He might be finding it again, or another blow-up is in the makings. They destroyed him earlier this year. As you go down the list, you got Matt Adams, first base outfield eligible, $3,300 versus Jesse Chavez. Interesting play there. Louis Valbuena, first base, third base. He's 3K versus Jaime Garcia. Not the most ideal play, but it's interesting. If Adam Lind's in the lineup, he's 3K versus Kane. You shouldn't need to punt too much at this lower position, but it's there if you need it. Some nice, really, really nice options up top. Really, really nice options. Second base, Cano, 4,800 versus Sensatella at home. He's on fire right now, folks. Robbie Cano is swinging a hot stick. Daniel Murphy's been swinging one all year. He's 43. You got Neil Walker, 42, swinging it good. Castro, 39 versus Gausman. Scope, 39 versus Tanaka, like both of them. LeMahieu, 39 versus Paxton. Whit Merrifield, swinging a pretty decent stick of late. He's $3,600. He 10 points last night, 33 the night before, 8 the night before, 9 before that. So Whit Merrifield's taking advantage of his playing time, swinging it well. He's $3,600 versus Boyd. So take a look at him if you want to get really off the wall GPP-wise. VR, $3,600 versus DeGrom. Has to stay away. VR is better as a lefty than a righty, but just watch out. Rugi Odor, if you are fading Archer, Rugi's 36. The home run upside is there. Chris Taylor, 33 versus Seymour. I'd stay away from there if you could. A guy I'd mention, if you are using some Dodgers versus Martinez, or if you just want a couple one-offs, I used him as a one-off last night. Yes, I used Chase Utley a few places last night. He's first base, second base eligible. He's $3,400 tonight, but he's hitting really well. He had 24 points last night for me. He had a double and a triple. He had 17 points the night before, 4 the night before that, but then 12 the night before that, 21 the night before that, and 14 the night before that. Since his return, he's swinging a pretty darn good stick right now. I've been riding the hot streak. Utley, $3,400 for C-Mart. I'm not saying he's a must play because I like C-Mart, but if you're fading C-Mart, which you know is not the worst thing with the Dodgers offense that can hit righties, he's in play at $3,400. Keep an eye on Josh Rutledge with Pedroia to the DL. Rutledge got the start at second last night. He's second base, third base eligible. $2,800 versus Pelfrey. So he's always in play as a punt if you really need him. Danny Espinosa, $2,500 versus Garcia. I'd save money elsewhere if you could. He's just been so inconsistently bad. The upside's always there, but just no consistency at all. Going to third base, Longo, $5,100 versus Bibbins is great. Arenado, $49. Beltre, $44. I'd let Beltre heat up some more before I go that route. But I could look at Gallo at $4,400 against Archer, and that and those conditions could be interesting. Rendon at 44 versus Kane. Moustakas 41 versus Boyd. Don't worry about the lefty-lefty. Manny Machado 4K versus Tanaka is an intriguing GPP play because Machado is slumping horribly. Like 0 for his last 13 or 14 or something. It's bad. Bad, bad. You got the Todd Father at 3,700 versus Pomeranz. Went deep yesterday off sale. You got, remember, mentioned Davidson at 37. Got Kyle Seager at home against Sensatella at 37. Definitely a play there. Keep an eye on Forsyth is back at 32. Not the best play, but could be a nice little punt there. Mentioned Rutledge already at 28. Everyone's going to look at Devin Marrero now for Boston. He's been playing third base. He's $2,700. He double donged yesterday. Prior to that, he had one home run all season, folks. So tread really lightly there. Not the biggest bat, as my buddy Boston Mo said on our recording last night of Around the Bases episode 14. He's there for his glove, not his bat. You got Ryu Ruiz of the Braves against Jesse Chavez at 2,600. I like that punt play. Another one I like, if you're fading Hyungjin Ryu, Paul DeJong of St. Louis, that rookie they called up, I mentioned. Right-handed stick, he's only $2,500. Power upside, extra base hit upside. Nice punt play. Punting third base usually sucks, but if you're going to punt third base, not a bad upside play. Going to shortstop, you got Elvis Andrews at 47, crushing the baseball. Bogaerts, 46, went yard last night. Gene Segura, 42. Corey Seager, 4. Trevor Story swinging a really good bat. He's 4K versus Paxton. Don't mind that at all. Andrelton Simmons, $3,600, swinging it really, really well. Tim Beckham, 35, is in play. Drubal Cabrera, 35. Jose Iglesias, 33, streaking. Not a bad punt. Tim Anderson versus the lefty Pomeranz at 3,100 is a nice value play there. He went yard last night. Really nice value there for Tim Anderson. Brandon Crawford, 31, if you want to fade Scherzer for some reason. You can get Belt, you know, Crawford panic cheap if you it's span if you want to get really weird there. As you go down the shortstop, the punts aren't that good, to be honest. Really not that good. Let's head to the outfield and wrap it up. We'll kick it off with the usual suspects. Charlie Blackmon, 5,500 versus Paxton. Bryce Harper, 5,500 versus Kane. Judge, 54, obviously all in play. I love C. Dick at 53 tonight. Souza Jr. at 5K is on fire. Went yard again last night. Remember, he hits righties better than lefties. So definitely in play at 5K. Mookie Betts went yard, 4,900. Conforto, 49 is a great play. Got J.D. Martinez at 48. All phenomenal plays. Captain Obvious kind of stuff. Brett Gardner, 4,600, double-donged yesterday. Definitely in play again. Mentioned Cameron Maidman's day-to-day. He's 4,500. Got Aaron Hicks at 44. Kiermaier, 43. He's heating up, folks. I played him at 4K last night. He went yard. He's really heating up. He slumped for a while there. He's getting hot. $4,300. A nice cheaper piece of the Tampa Bay tonight because they are priced up and priced up a lot. Jay Bruce, 43. Sinsu Chu, 42 is a nice leadoff bat versus Archer. Mazaris, 43. He's not as consistent right now, but GPP okay. JBJ, Jackie Bradley Jr., 41 versus Pelfrey is a good look there. Justin Upton, 4K is definitely in play. I like that a lot. Benintendi, 4K. Inciarte, 4K. Colby Rasmus, 4K. Mentioned Desmond already. All in play. The Milkman, Melky Cabrera versus the lefty at 39. I mentioned Cody Bellinger. You got Matt Kemp went yard last night at 39. He's an intriguing play today for Atlanta. Tommy Pham versus the lefty at $3,800. If you're not playing Ryu, Pham's a very nice value at $3,800 compared to the other high-priced outfielders tonight. Definitely in play. Avisail Garcia versus the lefty Pomeranz at 37 is extreme value as well for the power upside. We know Pomeranz can shut down an entire offense. But if he's off, Avisail could have some fun with that. Jorge Bonifacio versus Matt Boyd at 3,600 is a great play. I've mentioned him a few times in the last few weeks if you've been paying attention. Bonifacio at 36, a great play. Ben Gamel, 3,500 versus Sensatella. He was slumping, went into Coors. Coors woke his bat up. We'll see if it carries over outside of Coors, but he's 3,500. Take a look at the Grandy Man's 34 versus Garrett. He's been swinging a better bat of late. Nothing great, but better. Jason Worth and Michael A. Taylor, both 3,300 versus Kane, are in play. Lorenzo Kane versus the lefty Boyd at 3,200 is a very intriguing play Very intriguing play. Kane loves hitting lefties in his career. As you go down to the 3K and below range, it gets bleak as usual. Denard Span, 2,900 if you want to punt versus Scherzer. Not recommended, but always an option. Brian Goodwin, if he's getting the start for Washington, he's a $2,700 punt play. Not the worst play you can make. Eric Young Jr., if he's in the starting lineup, he's 2,600 versus Jaime Garcia. He's an interesting play there. Started last night, played well. He's a switch hitter, so keep him in mind. So that'll do it for your bats on your nine-game slate. Again, we're looking at Scherzer at 13,300, DeGrom 12,000, Archer 11,300, C-Mark 10,900, Paxton 82, Jaime 76, Ryu 67, and Guerra 59. When you're stacking on the night slate, you're looking at the Red Sox versus Pelfrey. Lefty's hitting 371, righty's 343. Tampa Bay versus Bibbins, Dirks definitely in play there. Gotta love that. As you keep going on, Royals versus Boyd, team total of 466. Lefty's 266, righty's 360. Bonifacio, Kane. I mentioned Merrifield is sneaky. I still like Moustakas, but some interesting plays, even in one-off type gambles with the Royals. Rangers versus Archer is an interesting play. Yankees, Gausman. Yankees, lefties 296, righties 367 off Gausman. Never forget that, please. And you can just go down the list. Mariners are intriguing versus Sensatella. Mets and Cardinals, always an option, even though I like their pitchers as punts. So really interesting plays tonight. Some really, really good ones, to say the least. But you got 4-game early, 9-game late. Hit me up on Twitter with any questions you have, at BDintra. Check us out, thesportsdegens.com. You got the preview of the Memorial by DFS Golf Gods for your PGA DFS needs. The Mitch released his Stacks of the Day article posted over there already this morning. Francesco, his UCL Champions League Finals preview is out and ready. Around the Bases, episode 14, is available on iTunes and SoundCloud. It will be dropped on the website later today by myself and Boston Mo. We talked the brawl in the Bay. We talked David Price return, prospects, Mike Trout, what fantasy help you can get there. Some pretenders and contenders with a lot of teams in baseball right now as May comes to an end. Some really good stuff on episode 14. Also recorded Bench with Bubba, episode 39, with Keith Farnsworth of thelinescore.com and the Fantasy Focus Pod. Really good podcast there for fantasy baseball. Lots of fun with him. Talked a lot of Arizona Diamondbacks, just fantasy baseball in general. Some Would You Rather comps with some really good ball players. So check that out. Really good stuff coming out on the website and on our podcast areas, Spreaker, SoundCloud, iTunes. But more importantly, good luck on this Wednesday, 4-game early, 9-game late slate. Hit me up with questions. But until then, I'll catch you guys tomorrow. This was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your May 31st edition. I'm out.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.